Okay, so you've heard about the arrival of the brood X cicadas, a trillion of them. Not really the Chicago area, but other parts of the state are going to get them, and they're going to go East Coast, Georgia, Pennsylvania, all that whole region. They're preparing for them. Some of them are coming out of the ground already, I'm told, in like Ohio and Maryland. Okay, so the brood X cicadas, some foodies are planning to eat them in dishes like stir fry, rhubarb pie, or cookies. Cicada cookies. One of the people suggesting this is the chef known for this for many, many years, Chef David George Gordon, the bug chef. He's author of the Eat a Bug Cookbook. Welcome, chef, to WGN. Thanks for calling into the show today.
Hey, thanks for having me on. This is just great.
Yeah, I think it's great too, because a lot of people hear this and say, what are you talking about? Would we really eat cicadas? Are you going to be cooking up the cicadas?
Well, I'm not going to be cooking them up unless some of your listeners start mailing me them, because they don't exist in my part of the world west of the Rocky Mountains. Mm. So I don't have access to them, but people who do have access to them should really get out there and take advantage of these, what are we going to say here, land shrimp, if you will. They're delicious. They're obviously quite abundant, and they're easy to harvest. So, yes, I encourage people to do that.
Have you ever eaten one yet? I mean, I heard they taste like lobster, is what one chef is saying. I don't know that I believe
I think their texture is similar to lobster. I actually felt that they have more of, the one time I've had them, they tasted more of a kind of a green, kind of chlorophyll-y flavor, almost more like asparagus, let's say. Hmm. So, I have a recipe in my Eat a Bug cookbook for a pizza using cicadas as a topping, based on the ones that someone mailed me, believe it or not, in olive oil. So they were natural. They're kind of like having sun-dried tomatoes on your pizza.
Did you tell people what it was, chef, when you serve it? I mean, like, because I don't know if everyone would be totally cool with that.
I always want to make people aware of what they're going to have. Also, some people who are allergic to shellfish, let's say you're allergic to lobster or shrimp, you might be allergic to bugs, too. So I want people to know that just for that reason alone. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is a vast overlooked resource. The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization published a 180-page report telling people that with the population of our planet growing so rapidly, we need to look at alternative forms of protein. And this whole report was about why we should be raising and consuming more insects. So I'm not alone on this one, nor are just foodies. It's a real concern with human population growing so rapidly on our planet.
Okay, so I'm looking here. You wrote the Eat a Bug cookbook in 1998, like years ago. You've been
That's right. I was way out there. It was nice to see the UN's report in 2013, actually saying a lot of things I've been telling people in my earlier book. So, I've been a pioneer, if you will, on this whole area.
Yeah, a pioneer. How much, I mean, what kind of reaction do you get? Let's be honest, chef. I mean, really, what do people say when you say, well, I'm going to cook you some crickets, or I don't know, what else do you do? You do the cicadas, but what else?
Oh, yeah, I have like recipes for everything from termites and ants all the way up to tarantula spiders. Mm. And I will have to tell you that when the book first came out, people were a little skeptical. In fact, Conan O'Brien, when I was on his show, called me a freak right there on national TV. But over the years, there's been more and more of a growing movement among food lovers that insects are fair game, if you will. And most recently, I was on the James Corden show a few years ago. Everybody was eating the bugs, including members of the band and the studio audience. So it's become kind of a hip thing to do.
So what did you serve them? Well, yeah, now you're hip. You used to be weird and a freak, as they said, but I would never say that. But now you're hip, and this is the wave of the future is what we're hearing. What did you serve them that they like so much?
Well, you can actually find a segment of the James Corden show if you look for my name and his, The Bug Chef. On that show, I served them grasshopper kebabs, ants on a log using real ants, and cockroach canapes. And I think the grand finale was we deep fried a tarantula spider.
I'm not ready for that.
Kind of adventurous eaters. And people like Anna Faris and Titus Burgess were guests on the show, participated in that segment, and were, you know, all in. So that was great.
It's interesting. I mean, I saw a couple of years ago, maybe you were there, the University of Chicago had a big convention kind of thing just for this, like the global sort of protein discussion, and bugs were part of that, and talking about which types of bugs are eaten all over the world. I guess, I mean, there's some history here. I would particularly Asian countries, you visit there, you'll see them. You see the crickets, the fried crickets and things like that.
That's right. You know, what's really funny is it turns out that Mexico is actually the center of bug eating. And there were like 500 different recognized species of insects that are eaten in Mexico. So they probably hold the record for the most diverse foods. And largely this is because they're very much closer to their indigenous roots. You know, native Mexicans were eating bugs before Columbus arrived on the scene. And it's just been part of their diet. They've been, you know, good at foraging for food. It turns out in Mexico that the specific bug might vary from one village and one valley to another. But people are very fond. They become comfort foods if it's something you grew up with, of course. That's what your mom and dad gave you.
Yeah. What's the top bug in terms of taste, would you say, Chef?
Well, I really like, while we're on Mexico, these things called chapulines. They're actually wild harvested grasshoppers. They're quite small, and they're roasted and seasoned with chili and lime. You can get these at street stalls in Oaxaca. And also, whenever I go to Los Angeles, that's what I do. I go to a Mexican neighborhood and start scouting around for fresh chapulines. I like them a lot.
Are you a bug-only protein guy? Is that your only, other than vegetables, do you do only bugs?
No, I'm a little bit of more of an omnivore and an opportunist. So whatever people are serving, I'll eat it. But I do enjoy insects a lot, and I always have some on hand. Right now I have chapulines and, get this, locusts, another enormous swarm animal. They were farm-raised in Israel.
How about that? It's a global thing.
That's right.
Can you just finish with like a quick favorite recipe that involves bugs? What, something that you think that is just great?
You know, I really like it's a dish that's in my book called Orthopteran Orzo, which is a fancy way of saying crickets with orzo pasta. And, you know, you make the orzo quite simply. You mix using a wok, you mix in fresh diced vegetables, red peppers and green peppers and onions. And then cricket nymphs. These are like 4 or 5 week old baby crickets, if you will. They don't have their wings yet, so they're less crunchy than the grown-ups. And they're about size right for the orzo, which, if you are familiar with it, looks almost like rice.
Sure,
Small pasta. And it mixes up really nicely. You get protein, you get minerals and vitamins from the bugs, you get your roughage from the vegetables in there, and you get the carbohydrates, so it's a really balanced meal. I've had one case where a kid came back to my demonstration and had fourths and then fifths of this Orthopteran orzo, and I kind of feeling like W.C. Fields, I said to him, hey, what's the deal? Don't they feed you at home? And he said, and I love this, he said, this is way better than anything my mom ever made.
Oh, wow.
That's my,
and he knew what it was.
At home, kid.
Yeah, right. Mom's not going to love that.
He liked it. So,
Chef, we got to run, but I just want to remind everyone.
Yeah.
Are open. They're open to it, right? We got to run for a set right now, but I want to just throw it out there one more time. It's the Eat a Bug Cookbook, and you can substitute cicadas, I assume, for some of those recipes, right?
That's right. If you got them, use them. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Bug appetit.
Right. Bug appetit. I love that. Thank you, Chef. Enjoy your day.
Right.
Thanks for weighing in here on
much.
WGN. Good talk.
All right. Bye-bye.